This is Davin Eldridge with BPR News. Last fall, the conservative Charles Koch Foundation funded a controversial new school at Western Carolina University to the tune of nearly $2 million. Opponents are now releasing research they say sheds light on how Koch money influences public education. The Hines University Center at Western Carolina University was packed with students and faculty alike for the screening of the new film Starving the Beast. The documentary explores how recent conservative policymaking is influencing public education. After it ended, English professor Laura Wright opened up a panel discussion with guest speakers from the film. But before that could even begin, this man took control of the microphone before anyone else, offering a diatribe of the film.
I got this sort of reaction of like when I was reading an Ayn Rand novel. When I'm reading Ayn Rand, I was like, where are the kids? There's no children in this novel. But the film had this sort of parallel to it. You know, how much did they talk about the students? I think they talked about saving tenure for the faculty more than they talked about the students.
That's Dr. Edward Lopez, director of the controversial new Center for the Study of Free Market Enterprise, a center funded by the conservative Charles Koch Foundation to the tune of some $1.8 million. He went on for several minutes, effectively icing the clock for others to speak.
Do you have a question?
I don't have a question, but I do want to share with you some of the other things. I would like to convey to you some of the projects that our center is doing on this campus.
Maybe you can tell us afterwards.
Anybody have a question and not want to give a speech?
Among the guest speakers in attendance was Ralph Wilson, senior researcher of the corporate watchdog group Uncoke My Campus. The group recently published research on the Koch Foundation's activities at Florida State University. Wilson describes what the Kochs are doing on campuses like Western as brilliant, if not nefarious.
They have a very methodical approach to all this, and so I obviously have to acknowledge good work where I see it, but it's also completely in the private interest, and not coincidentally, it subverts the public interest in order to accomplish its ends.
Wilson wasn't at all surprised by Dr. Lopez's tactics that day at Western, saying they were indicative of what many Koch-funded professors do to protect the interests of their centers. Professor Wright agrees.
I kind of did see that coming because when we had an open forum about the establishment of the center, the same thing happened. I felt like it was more just an attempt to disrupt the message of the whole event.
Wilson describes Koch Foundation activities on college campuses as academic crime, something the Department of Justice catalogs as a white-collar crime on par with fraud. And this is the main thrust of his research, titled A Case Study in Academic Crime.
The unfortunate part is that university policy is at best maybe a part of the state administrative code, and you're not going to get handcuffed and taken away for violating someone's academic freedom.
While the research focuses on Koch's activities at Florida State, Wilson says it serves to show how the foundation's actions as a private donor can exert undue influence on a public university. For instance, the research shows how school administrators can give the foundation power over school curriculum, as well as hiring decisions, withholding money from recipients that don't adhere to ideology, and even giving the foundation power over dissertation topics.
What we were consistently seeing at FSU and at other campuses is that the creation of these Koch programs or these free market programs and centers were consistently taking place in ways that violated university policy when there was a policy to violate.
Dr. Lopez defended his actions, saying he was simply offering a critique of the film, but he was even more critical of Wilson's work.
I think this is another area where there is just factually incorrect material out there.
Dr. Lopez said that by and large, Wilson's research goes off of planning documents rather than finalized documents.
I think if people want to know what's influencing the Center for Study of Free Enterprise, they should look at the charter that the Board of Trustees has approved.
Wilson stands by his research, saying that it compiles internal documents in all stages of the planning process. Dr. Lopez says that his center is now currently involved in several projects which will benefit students across the region, including seminars on the topic of free trade, a conference on criminology and incarceration rates, and research programs on accounting and entrepreneurship. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.